Hallelujah. We prayed with Sister Lou Ann and got down there, and that niece is better. We're looking for a better report. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. God didn't take care of Brother Joy's mama just in one prayer. We just kept on praying. And God kept on working. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you are getting discouraged even because God didn't drive it all out in one service. And God didn't take care of it in one camp meeting. And God didn't take care of it in one revival service. No. Even God's going to drive them out. He's going to do some on Tuesday. And then He might do some on Friday. And He might do some in July. And He may do some in August. But if you'll hang in there, and you'll keep the faith, and you won't grumble, mumble, or complain, God will drive them out just like He said He would. Little by little. Little by little. Little by little. Little by little. Brother Andy, help me here. Deuteronomy 7:22-24. I don't know how long I'll preach tonight. I have no idea. But probably ain't gonna be long. Deuteronomy 7:22-24. Little by little. Little by little. Well, glory to God. Well, some of you got what you got. You got in the trouble that you're in. You got in it little by little. Amen. Amen. You dug that hole that you fell in little by little. There's very few people that gets in a financial crisis that it happens to them overnight. I ain't saying it can't happen. It can't. But most of the time, we get in trouble financially little by little. Most time, physical ailments come on us. Sometimes it comes on us all at once. Other times, it comes on us little by little. Glory to God. Well, if the problem's going to be little by little, then sometimes the answer's going to be little by little. And you don't need to be discouraged when it don't happen overnight. You need to thank God for every small victory that you have. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Amen. This little by little. I prayed for folks. I prayed for folks. And you could tell when you got through praying for them that they're discouraged because it didn't zap. It happened at one time. And in their mind, they walked back to their seats feeling like, well, I didn't get healed. Because they're expecting something to happen. Either in the fallout, well, you can fall out and hit your head and not get healed. I can shake you and spit on you. Grease you down with a quart of oil. And you not get healed. But if from the time I pray for you here to the time you walk back to your seat and you plop down and you think in yourself, well, it didn't happen. You know what? It didn't happen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. I'm going to believe God. I don't feel no different. It don't look no different. The bump is still there.
Yeah.
The itch is still there. The pain is still there. But I believe that scripture where it said, they shall lay hands on the sick. I was sick. They laid hands on me. It said, I shall recover. How did you claim that promise?
Yeah.
Well, glory to God.
Glory.
Hey, if it don't happen today, I'm going to get up in the morning looking to be better. And I want to look to be better the next day. And look to be better the next day. You know what? One of these days, you wind up, hey, you look around and the knot is gone. And the pain is gone. And the symptoms are gone. And the trouble's gone. It just didn't all happen at you say little by little?
Little by little.
What does it say, Brother Andy?
And the Lord thy God will put out those nations.
Yes.
Before thee by little and little.
Yes.
Thou mayest not consume them at once.
Yes.
Lest the beasts of the field increase upon thee.
Yes.
But the Lord thy God shall deliver them unto thee.
Yes.
Shall destroy them with a mighty destruction.
Yes.
Until they be destroyed.
Yes.
And he shall deliver their kings.
Yes.
Hand,
yes.
And thou shalt destroy their name from under heaven.
Yes.
There shall no man be able to stand before thee.
Yes.
Until thou have destroyed them.
Woo! Lord, you know what, Brother Zimmerman? It happened. Just like God said. But it didn't happen overnight. It was this battle and that battle and this battle and that battle and this battle and that battle and this fight. Amen. They just wanted little by little. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. They just kept on fighting. Amen. They just stayed in the fight. Amen. Their faith said, I'm going to make it. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to claim the promises of God. I'm not going to accept defeat. Well, glory to God. I'm not going to accept defeat. I am not going to accept defeat. Yeah, well, Obama's in the White House. I'm not accepting defeat. I wasn't dependent on him to begin with. Hey, but he's not my supplier. Amen. She's out there gathering sticks to fix her a couple little cakes. And she's going to eat them. And her son's going to die. And whoo, and the promise come walking in there on her. And said, what you doing? So, well, I've got a son there fixing these cakes. We're going to eat it, then we're going to die. Sound like folks I've pastored before. Amen. They've got faith. They have faith. They have faith they're going to starve to death. They have faith they're going to get the flu. They have faith their job's going to shut down. They have faith that the car's going to get worse. They have faith their kids are going to backslide. They have faith in everything but the promises of God. Boy, the man of God said, I tell you what you do. You make me a little cake first. Now, everything in that human makeup of that woman would have resisted that. She'd rather done without that cake and made both of them and gave it to her son and her done without. But what he was saying is not reasonable. It don't sound like compassion. It don't sound logical. Who is this guy anyhow? He said, tell what you do. You make me a cake first.
Yeah.
But there was something in the way, you know. She's thinking, well, I saved this one cake for Johnny boy. And whoever this fella is, he can just have my cake. Gonna die anyhow. She makes the cake and she gives it to the man of God while he's wiping the butter off of his mouth. I tell you what. The meal barrel is not going to go empty. And the cruse of oil is not going to go dry. You know, God could have made that where there's been a big drum of flour. Or a big vat of oil. But in sin every day. Little by little. Every day. She just kept on making cake out of the same flour and the same oil. On Monday she made a cake. On Tuesday she made a cake. On Wednesday she made a cake. Oh, glory to God. Even on Thursday and Friday. Amen. Saturday she took off since it was the Sabbath. And Sunday she started making a cake. But you know what God said? God said, I'm going to provide for you. Little by little. You done what the man of God said. And I'm going to take care of you. Little by little. Well, if God fed the prophets by ravens. Amen. God, the God that spoke the Garden of Eden into existence, could have spoken it into existence right there. But he didn't. Just twice today. Twice today. That probably tells us we shouldn't eat over twice today. That message ain't going to work, I can tell you right now, praise. But twice a day, that raven would come and bring that man of God. Bring him something to eat twice a day. Woo! Little by little. When he's providing for the manna in the wilderness. You know when he sent it? Every day. God could have gave them enough where they wouldn't have to need it anymore. But he gave them, everybody said little by little. God eventually is going to drive all them out just like he said. Only little by little. 1 Kings 18:44. Israel's been in a famine. There hadn't been a drop of water has fell in Israel for 3.5 years. Their sins stopped the heavens from raining on them. I want to make sure, you know, hey, looky. I want to make sure, I know life can stop the water. I know a trial can stop the water. I know a test can stop the water and have nothing to do with what you've done or what you haven't done. But I also know sin will cut the water off too.
That's right.
If I can get the water turned back on, Brother Gonzalo, I'm going to make sure that there ain't no sin that stopped the water. That's why the Bible said, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Anointing over them with oil, praying over them in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And if, it don't say they would, but said, if they've committed any sin, it shall be forgiven them. That's why when you get prayed for getting anointed with oil, he said, God, look, hey, well, a lot of folks get sick and ain't got nothing to do with sin. But just in case. The Lord, if you're trying to talk to me through this disease, God, I repent of my sins. And the Bible said, when you're healed, your sins are forgiven. Boy, what a deal.
Amen.
If they've committed any sin, it shall be forgiven them. What a deal. That's why when you get sick, you ought to be running up there saying, dab some of that oil on me.
Yes, amen.
I want to get healed. I want to want my sin to get forgiven. Praise God. But here it had been 3.5 years, and it hadn't rained, and prophet of God told them by faith, so I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. That wasn't the easiest thing to take when 3.5 years it hadn't been no rain. And here, the man of God is praying and got out and prayed, and 6 times he sent Gehazi out to see if there was any rain. No Gehazi come back. No rain. No rain. But when God says it's going to be rain, there's going to be rain. Old song says it may not come when you want him to, But he always comes on time. Not on your time, but on his time.
Amen.
Amen. You can't pull your watch out and say, I had a fellow years ago tell me that he had this knot on his neck. And he said, Brother Epley, I want you to pray for that knot. And I prayed for it. He said, I gave the Lord until midnight tonight to heal it. I said, well, man, that man's got a lot of clout with God, all I can say. He said, I gave him to midnight tonight, or I was going to do something else. Well, he should have went on and done something else, and I waited till midnight. Oh, you're not going to make God do anything. He's God.
That's right.
Amen. Some folks think God is like the waitress at the restaurant. More tea. More tea. More coffee. My glass is empty. Waitress, see, God ain't dependent on your tips. God ain't working for two something an hour. Well, glory to God. Hey, but he's the God, he's the sovereign ruler of the universe. Amen. And so he sent old Gehazi out six times. And Gehazi come back. And Gehazi come back and no rain. No rain. But what does it say, Brother Andy? Where are you at? It's 1 Kings 18:44. Listen to what he says. Yes. And it came to pass at the seventh time. Yes. A what? Not a hurricane. Not a tornado. Not a typhoon. But a little cloud. That, hey, oh, glory to God. Amen. Amen. Some of y'all waiting even for a cloud that's bigger than Kansas. Amen. All God has to do, even to provide the abundance of rain, is a little cloud. But if you're not thankful for the little cloud, and if you're not excited about the little cloud, and if the little, oh, glory to God, and if you're looking something beyond the little cloud, you're not going to get your rain.
All right.
Said, I see a little cloud rising out of the sea. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes. Yes.
Prepare thy chariot.
Get thee down. Hadn't been no rain in 3.5 years. And all the man saw, Brother Zimmerman, was a little cloud.
Yeah.
You need to quit looking for a big something to take place. And you need to start looking for the little, oh, glory to God. You need to quit ignoring the little clouds in your
life.
God may be sending a little cloud your way. Amen. And you pass it on by because you was waiting for something bigger and more boisterous and more powerful to take place. But God could drown this whole blessed world, 6 billion plus people, with a little crowd if he decides to, over to God, if he decides to, a little crowd.
Yeah.
Little cloud. Little by little. My wife got on me for something using a little hard on the head. I said it sounded loud because her head was hollow. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Little by little.
Woo!
Little by little. You need to quit looking at that knot and say, hey, it's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. It's getting... My leg's getting stiffer. They're going to ship my job to Mexico. Hallelujah. Jobs are going to Mexico. Mexico. Well, everybody has to become undertakers. They can't ship that job to Mexico. Some of y'all boys need to be a mortician. They can't ship that down there. Amen. To Taco Land. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can you say praise the Lord? Little by little.
The promise of God.
I'm not accepting defeat. You need to stop accepting defeat.
Hallelujah.
I'm just going to get worse. How do you know you're going to get worse? Has God told you you was going to get worse? You need to go, glory to God. You need to claim the promise. You know, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to take it little by little. Amen. Some folks go hunting for a new pain. If some people got healed, they would be miserable. Because they'd have nothing to complain about. Their whole life is, that's their whole life. They love that. They love misery. And everybody quit waiting on them.
Woo! Hallelujah!
Some of them don't want to get healed because they'd have to go back to work. Amen. Lord, help. Feel like I could whip the devil with a little switch tonight. I feel like that little mouse down in Arkansas that got up and got licking on little Arkansas steel. And he jumped up on that stump and beat his chest and said, "Where's that cat that's looking for me?" Amen. Amen. Somebody sent me a clip the other day. I don't know who it was. Maybe it's somebody in this church. The clip, and it had this dog was at the steps, and he was barking at this cat. He goes, I mean, he's tearing on. And he stood there barking a good while. And the next thing you know, that cat was up them stairs. And that dog, you couldn't believe a dog can run so fast. That dog was up on that couch. He's going, I mean, it switched just like that. Well, that's how this is.
All right.
The devil's standing right at your side. You ain't going to get no better. You ain't going to get healed. Hey, but you're going to starve to death. You're going to lose your house. You're going to lose your car. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your children. They ain't never going to get saved. Hey, but if you charge toward that booger, submit yourself to God. Amen. And resist the devil. And that guy will run just like that little chihuahua dog and jump up on that couch and go, glory, little by little. Drive it out. I'm going to drive it out. Little by little. Can you stand and worship the Lord right now? Oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Devil don't like this. Hell don't like this. He wants you defeated. He wants you to be like old Gideon that's over there behind that wine press. The angel appeared to him and said, "Oh, thou mighty man of valor." There he is over there shaking behind the wine press. He said, "If God is God, where are all the miracles that our fathers told us about?" Before the angel left, he had his miracle. Some of you need to get out from behind the wine press. Start waiting. Some of y'all are just waiting for the next shoe to drop. Said, if you think it's bad now, it's getting ready to get worse. Praise God. Amen. But if I can get somebody here tonight. Ooh, la 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 mu sanda la la mahanda la la masandaya. Ha 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 ha. Kilomo satana mokoyana bahaya. If I get somebody in this house tonight, I'm tired. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of living like this. I'm tired of living in defeat. I'm tired of being a victim. And instead of a victim, I found out I'm a victor. Just not going to whip them all in one day. Just going to fight them little by little. Old Chief Joseph said, we'll fight them in the plain. We'll fight them in the mountains. We'll fight them in the hills. We'll fight them with our bows. We'll fight them with our arrows. We'll fight them with our tomahawks. But the battle got bad enough, and the winter got bad, and old Chief Joseph surrendered. He said, I will henceforth fight no more forever. You know what happened to Joseph? They put his teepee up in front of the White House and made a spectacle out of him. Here's this big Chief Joseph. His teepee's in front of the White House. You know what that done? That broke the fight. Those Indians all across, when they found out Chief Joseph surrendered and I had a teepee in front of the White House. I hope we ain't got no Chief Josephs tonight. Hope there's somebody that's going to stick with his first speech. But if they kill me, they kill me, but I'm going to fight. Woo, glory to God. I know I'm in this world, and because I'm in this world, from time to time, bad stuff's going to happen to me. That's just life. Well, glory to God. But I'm a victor. I'm not a victim. We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Unto Him that always causes us to triumph in Christ. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. For with God nothing shall be impossible unto you. Oh, can I charge some faith? It's about little by little. Get back, devil. Get back, hell. Get back, doubt. Get back, unbelief. Get back, fear. Hey. I'm claiming my promise. I'm driving the enemy out of my home. I'm driving him out of my house. I'm driving him out of my finances. I'm driving him out of my body. I'm driving him off of my kids. I'm driving him off of my grandkids. Oh, glory to God. I'm driving him off of my unsaved companion. Hallelujah. I'm driving him out of my mind. I'm tired of being oppressed. Amen. Depressed and possessed. Hey, I'm taking it back. I'm taking everything back. I'm taking back my peace. I'm taking back my joy. I'm taking back my shout. Name. Little by little, Lord. Little by little. 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 Yeah. Jesus' name. Jesus. This ain't positive thinking. Positive thinking is you just believe it's going to be better. And that don't work. What I'm talking about is faith in the Word of God. God will do what He said He'll do. I'm going to stand on that promise. When Paul got his thorn in the flesh, folks like to use Paul's thorn in the flesh. When Paul got his thorn in the flesh, whatever it was, the Bible said he prayed for it to be removed 3 times. And God spoke to him and said, "My grace is sufficient." You don't need to take no until God tells you no. Why would you take no when God hadn't told you no? Now, when God tells you no, your grace is sufficient. He'll help me through it. But until He tells you no, you need to believe the Lord. I'm believing God. I'm believing God. I'm believing God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I don't know exactly who all the Lord is speaking to tonight, but I feel like God dropped that in my heart to charge and revitalize somebody's faith. We're not careful. We'll look to Washington. But David said, "I look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord." He said, "Some men trusts in horses and chariots, but I'll trust in the Lord that made the heaven and the earth. My confidence is in Him, and He's able to take care of us. He's our provider. He's still Jehovah Jireh in 2012. And when 2013 gets here, He's going to be our provider." Amen. You're just